fumando. Estoy también fumiéndome. Más loco. Me dio permiso.
Salud.
Para Santa Vega. The Zohar says that we have to remember the Torah is not a story. This is a message. And the Rishonim and Gemara and the Mishnah, they say that before Mashiach will come, we might have to go through something very similar in a different way, the same 10 Makot, and go to the desert and then go to Eretz Yisrael. It's one opinion like this. If we don't have a Zechut, so Mashiach will come like he came to Egypt. Moshe did come to Egypt and took 1 year until he got out. So if it would have been good, we wouldn't have gone through this agony or through the Makot and suffer so much. Some of the Makot happened to the Jews as well. For example, lice. The Jewish people suffered from lice. Whatever Hashem said is not going to happen to the Jews, did not happen to the Jews. But some of them did happen to the Jews. So we have to know what is really the message of those Parshiyot that we're reading now before the Exodus out of Egypt. What does Hashem want us to know? And this parasha starts with Daber Elokim El Moshe. Vimer Lav Ani Hashem, says the Gemara that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is very upset at Moshe. Since Moshe said last week parasha at the end, after Moshe went to Paro, and Paro said that the nation are lazy, and he's not going to give us straw to make the bricks, Moshe came out of the palace, and the Jewish police and Datan Vaviram, when Moshe came out, stood over there and screamed at Moshe and blessed at Moshe and said, shame on you. Since you came, things got worse. You told us that you're coming to take us out of Egypt. In the meantime, just the opposite. Not only we don't come out of Egypt, things getting worse and worse. And then Moshe came to Hashem. Vayashav Moshe, says Moshe went to Hashem, whatever it means, and told him, why did you send me? Lama ze shlachtani? Lama rota lama ze? Why you do such bad things to the nation? Since I came to power, things got worse. I told you don't send me. And Hashem answered him, Ata tireh et asher yaseh lefaro. You're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. Kem chachamim, came the Gemara and says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called added or hinted to Moshe, you will not be able to see what I'm going to do to the 31 kings. It means, on the surface, that Moshe will not enter Eretz Israel. That's what it means. That's what people explain. Hashem told him, you're going to see what I'm going to do to Egypt, but you're not going to see what's going to happen to 31 kings. It means you're not going to go to Eretz Israel. And of course, everybody is asking. So it's not true. We all do know that Torah tells us that when Moshe hit the rock, instead of talking to the rock, then Hashem came and told him he cannot go to Eretz Israel. Until then, there's no hint in the Torah that Hashem told Moshe. There are hints about it that Moshe will not go in, but actually it says in the Torah that Moshe will not go in as a punishment because he didn't speak to the rock. This is the year 40th. After you came out of Egypt. And here, while we're still in Egypt, Hashem tells Moshe, you will not see what I'm going to do to the 31 kings. Just from the statement itself, you see, that's not what Hashem told him. Hashem did not tell him he's not going to go. If Hashem wanted to tell him, he would have told him, you're not going to go to Israel. Hashem did not say that. Hashem says, you're not going to see what I'm going to do to the 31 kings. So maybe you'll be blind. Maybe something else. But why did Hashem, the Gemara says, uses this kind of statement, you will not see the 31 kings. Obviously, it's something else besides what people like to translate that statement. But the question is, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 years old, he's not hot-blooded, with a short fuse. He talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this. Why did you send me? Why are you doing bad things to Am Yisrael? And he did say that, with this same tone. Because the Gemara says, "Bisham midat hadin lifgua bo." The Gemara says, the Gemara was very upset at him. How upset Hashem he is? The Torah tells you. Hashem tells Moshe, "Vayira el Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov bekel shakai ushmi Hashem yadati lahem." I said, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, I want to tell you something. I did reveal myself to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they had no questions about me. And you come, and you have questions against something about me, against me, or something. How come I send you? How come things got worse? You want to know? He said, what do you mean? Excuse me. What do you mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had no mission. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, well, I said, Abraham had to bury Sarah. He didn't have any doubts about Hashem. Yitzchak had no doubts. Yaakov had no doubts about it. Okay, fine. But Moshe has a legitimate complaint, if you may say. If Moshe would have sent down to Egypt by a king, by a normal person, and things got worse, this is the feeling that you get. Of course, you have a right to go back to superior and say, listen, I am not qualified for the job. Since I bought gold, gold went down. Since I bought stocks of oil, oil is going down. So it means I'm not capable. You can tell, listen, how come the people, you know, that walk around the world, it's not to do with this. I'm talking about the mission. My mission is not producing the right thing, and I want to quit. And I told you I don't want to be. And Hashem said, listen, Abraham is talking, well, I want to talk to you, I don't want to do anything. And besides, since when HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares people to people. You can say, listen, how come Baba Sali did like this? How come Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai did like this? There's no such thing. Every person has his own test, his own mission in this world. And this is my mission. Says the Gemara, Moshe Mitukanaya Legula, Legoel. Moshe says, this is my job and I'm not qualified. I told you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I argue with you. 7 days, I'm not qualified. And you look, I'm right. Why are you upset at me? Later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, says the Gemara, since Moshe did not complain, so-called for himself, just for Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him continue the job and tells him like this, Lachen, Hashem said, I swear now. Emol Ibn Yisrael, Ani Hashem. Go to Am Yisrael, Ani Hashem. What does that mean? What does this mean? Goes, Hashem said, Lachen, I swear. The Gemara says every time it says in the Torah, the word Lachen, therefore, means Hashem swears. Lachen, Hashem swears, go to Am Yisrael. Ani Hashem, I'm God. What does that mean? I'm God. I don't know what it means. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells him like this. Hoceti etchem mitachat tzilot Mitzrayim. I'm going to take you out from Egypt. Vitzalti etchem ma'avodotam. I'm going to save you from the labor, from the hard labor. I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to take you to be my nation. Comes the Gemara, tells you, you know, Leila Seder is coming soon. So you have to have in mind the 4 cups of wine. It's crucial. The first cup of wine, you have to have in mind, this is because Hashem told Moshe in this parasha, "Vo'otzeti, I will take you out of Egypt." So you do the kiddush and El Seder. It's crucial that you have this in mind. Why are you having 4 cups of wine? Says the Gemara, because you have 4 statements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this parasha. The first one is called "Vo'otzeti, I'll take you out." And so when you do the kiddush, and it says "Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim," it says in the kiddush on El Seder to remember coming out of Egypt. It said, this is, you drink the first cup of wine, is, I came out of Egypt. Okay. Second cup is, it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us from the hard labor in Egypt. Everybody goes for to be on his own in his business. You don't have to be a slave to somebody. So you have to have it crucial when you drink the second cup. The third cup, Hashem will redeem us from all the hardship and the agony that we had and we're having. And says this is the third cup. The fourth cup, and says I'm going to take you to be my nation. And that's why we have the fourth cup of Eliyahu HaNavi. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu will send us Eliyahu HaNavi to take us to Eretz Yisrael the way he took us to Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, how come Kadosh Baruch Hu did not say it last week? Last week in Hashem met Moshe Rabbeinu, the first meeting in Har Sinai, he should have told him the same thing. He should have said, listen, go to Am Yisrael, go tell them, I'm going to take you out of Egypt, I'm going to save you from the labor, I'm going to redeem you, I'm going to take you to be my nation, I'm going to take you to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem never said it. What happened? Why Hashem is saying it today? What happened now? Now Hashem is saying it. Next week, Hashem at Moshe Rabbeinu, he tells him, listen, go to Egypt. Hashem should have told him the four languages of redemption, that's why we have four cups of wine. No. Hashem decided to say it now. Okay? And after Hashem finished the statement, comes the Torah and says, Hashem tells Moshe, are you going? So Moshe said, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you expect me to go? You know why? Because when I went to Am Yisrael and I told them those four languages, five languages, Belo Shamu El Moshe, they didn't listen to Moshe. Mikotz Ruach Ma'avodah Kasha. From the hard labor, they didn't listen. So Moshe says to Hashem, listen, Am Yisrael did not listen to me. Even though, the Gemara says, a slave, with all the difficulties, somebody comes and tells him, listen, you're going to get free. He jumps. Really? Am Yisrael ignored Moshe completely. Says Moshe to Hashem, they ignored me, so what do you think our power is going to listen to me? Even though it's no comparison, still, Torah says they didn't listen to Moshe because they were so deep in thoughts about how hard they suffer over there, but nevertheless, comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, he doesn't even answer. Ignores. Moshe asks a question to Hashem. How do you expect me to go to Paro if they don't listen to me? So you should expect Hashem answer. Says the Gemara, not only that. If you look in the text, it says, Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem lemor. Moshe tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would need an answer from you. Very nice. In kindergarten, that's where you talk to the Mora. But if you, in high school, you tell the teacher, I want to ask you a question, and you better give me an answer, you find yourself out of the class. Here comes Moshe to Hashem and tells him, I need an answer. How do you expect me to go to Paro if I'm Israel? Don't listen to me. Excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu? You talk to Hashem like this? Isn't it enough? Last week? That you spoke to Hashem so bad, and now you're talking to him again like this, in such a language? Comes the Gemara, you should know, it's not the only time Moshe speaks to Hashem like this. Says the Gemara, let me give you three other examples that Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need an answer from you. Next one says that the Gemara is, when Miriam got Sarat, Miriam spoke against Moshe together with Aaron, and all of a sudden, Aaron looked at Miriam, she had some white spots on her hand. The Gemara says, Aaron had also some spots. But since Aaron was Oef Shalom, Oef Shalom, says the Gemara, since Aaron was always busy, do Shalom by it, the Gemara said, Aaron made in the desert 60,000 cases of Shalom by it. People did not have to go through the court system and lawyers. So, says the Gemara, since Miriam spoke to Aaron about Moshe, both of them got those white spots. But Aaron, by the way, was healed by Hashem, disappeared. Miriam still has it. The Torah tells us Aaron went to Moshe and asked Moshe, please, Moshe, look what happened to our sister. It's not a joke in the middle of the desert to have this kind of tzara, those white spots, that she cannot be in the camp. She has to be outside the camp. We have to be on the way to Eretz Israel. It's before the spies. Says the Torah, Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem lemor kel na refan ala. Says the Torah that Moshe screamed to Hashem by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem. It says Lemor. Says the Gemara, what do you mean Lemor? Lemor means to say. What do you mean to say? Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want an answer. Are you going to heal her? Moshe? Excuse me? Second time. Third time. Says the Gemara. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to die, very soon, Alei Lara Avarim Azei, go up to the mountain and look at Eretz Israel. So Moshe said to Hashem, Kel Elokei Haruchot L'chol Basar. He says, God Almighty, you, the God of the whole world, of all the Neshamot, please, I want an answer. Are you going to nominate somebody else instead of me? Excuse me, Moshe, what? You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu such a question and you tell him? I need an answer. Not that Moshe just asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could you heal my sister? He says, I need an answer. Not that I am asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is going to be my superior? Who is going to be the one after me? He says, I need an answer. The fourth time, says the Gemara, at Hanan el Hashem ba'et ha'i lemor. It says, right in the last day of Moshe. No, sorry. In the last day of Moshe's speech, maybe. Not exactly. No, it's not true either. The last speech of Moshe Rabbeinu, the second parasha by Hanan, it says, Moshe said, Hanan el Hashem ba'et ha'i, after we capture Sichon and Og, the east side of the Jordan River, I pray to Hashem, and I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need an answer from you. Am I going to Eretz Israel or not? Answer me. I need an answer. Says Moshe, what's wrong with you? Comes the Gemara and says, well, you go back to the sixth parasha. After Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need an answer. I demand an answer. The next sentence, Hashem tells him like this. מדבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון ויצווהם אל בני ישראל ואל פרעה מלך מצרים להוציא את בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. Sound, read the text. The text says, Hashem told Moshe, go to Egypt. Says, Moshe had a question. Was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu avoided him? The other three times Hashem did not avoid him. When he asked for Miriam, Hashem answered him. When he asked Hashem who is going to be the new nomination, who is going to be the nominee, Hashem told him. When he said, "Vayitchanan el Hashem, I need an answer, am I going?" Hashem said, "Ravlach." What's the answer here? Comes the Gemara and says, something outrageous answer. Vayitzemem b'nei Yisrael, says the Gemara, tell you what it means. You know, in Parashat Ba'alotcha, it says, "Vayimilbar, Am Yisrael complained to Moshe, they want to have meat." Moshe came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the desert, they said, they're asking for meat. He says, I can't take this job anymore. You told me, go carry Am Yisrael on your hands. Sayu bechekecha. He says, excuse me, Moshe, Hashem told you to carry them? So Moshe said, I'll tell you what Hashem told you. By the time of Bnei Yisrael, Hashem told Moshe, listen, you go right now to Paro and to Am Yisrael. But I'm telling you now, Almenat. That's the language of the Gemara. On the condition, they will stone you and they will scream at you and embarrass you and put you down. On the condition? Yeah. Two months on the condition. Yeah. On the condition. So Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Paro is not going to listen to me because they don't listen to me. Hashem said, you know what? You are going and let me tell you something. You're going on the condition they will do it for you. Not only they won't listen to you, they will bless you, scream at you, and stone you. What does that mean? It's in the text. We're going to take a look. Rashi brings those two texts in Parashat Ba'alotcha, chapter 11. One in chapter 11 and chapter 12.
See,
there's two ways to look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, we call Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the biggest ever. Lo kam kenavi. Nobody ever could be like Moshe. Nevertheless, comes the Rambam, you know, the Chazon Ish, writes in his commentary. Chazon Ish writes, you know, the first person that really delivered us the Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu. We all do know. This is the second person that revived it was Ezra. After the exile, was nothing was left. People did not know what's going on. The whole Torah was forgotten. Almost everybody forgot everything in exile, in Iraq, in Iran. So Ezra revived it. So Chanin said that Ezra is the second one. And Chanin said the third one was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He wrote the Mishnah. Because the time Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi already was after the so-called the second exile. After the Romans, the Mashimam destroyed the Tamigdash. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi decided to write the Mishnayot. And the fourth one is Ravina Ravashi, the word of Gemara. And then we continue to do the exile. Says Chazanish, the Rambam was number five. That's how great the Rambam was. Came the Gaon Mivilna almost 300 years ago and said like this: if all of Israel together will have a convention, all the Chachamim, and they will decide they want to write a book like the Rambam wrote, they cannot do even one halacha. That's how great the Rambam was. That's how great the Rambam was. Said the Gaon Mivilna. That's what the Chazanish says. You know, the Rambam. That's how the Rambam says in his commentary, you know, everybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah. So how can it be? Torah says, nobody can be a Navi like Moshe. Maybe not even Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rambam in his commentary, anybody can be like Moshe. What do you mean anybody can be like Moshe? What does that mean? Anybody can be like Moshe. Can be. How can you compare yourself? Moshe went up to Shammai. How can you compare yourself? It's not even illusion. It's stupidity. Somebody says, I'm trying to be like Moshe. So when you look at Moshe Rabbeinu, when you try to analyze Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu, he says Moshe Rabbeinu means our teacher. I says, who was he? So who was he? So surprisingly, you know, the night of Pesach, I take the Agadah of Pesach, Shel Pesach, and I can see Moshe Rabbeinu inside one time, even, not even time. It says Moshe in the Agadah. But I can see Terach, Chelav de Avodah Zara, Ayu Avotenu, Terach, Avi Avraham Avi Nachor, Nachor used to worship Avodah Zara. I mean, it's not something to be proud of, but how can it be? You take the Agadah Shel Pesach that Chachamim said it probably was written and put together by Eliyahu Navi. No one knows exactly who made the Haggadah Shel Pesach, but some credit, if it's some Akarat HaTov or something, you can say at least once, Moshe took you out of Egypt. His name is not there. The night of Pesach, you talk about redemption, Exodus, where's Moshe? Nothing, no hint about Moshe, not once. No hint about that. How can it be? What's wrong with this? What did he do? Isn't that Korach? What does it mean you don't say Moshe took out of Egypt? Good. But then you say, Paro went inside. We got out of Paro. Who took you out of Egypt? Who made the Temach code? You say, Dam, Sade, Akinim, you poured the wine. He says, who did it? Nothing about Moshe. Aaron. Where's Aaron? Aaron did. What are you talking about? Aaron was involved. Aaron hit the Nile, Aaron hit the earth, Aaron came to power all the time. Torah is full, Agadah Shel Pesach. What's wrong with this? How come you can't find Moshe's name? Not Aaron's name. And anybody else's name is there? How many tell us, you should know, a person in his lifetime, for example, so they become an assistant for the CFO of General Motors. The guy's authority, and you know, his dignity, people respect him. The assistant of the CFO of General Motors, it's not a joke. The budget of General Motors used to be a bigger budget than the budget of Russia. I don't know today still, but 8 years ago, it was bigger than the budget of Russia. You know, this guy is assistant to the CFO. He's a major guy. So you can look at Moshe Rabbeinu the same way. You know, Moshe is assistant of Hashem. Hashem told Moshe, go to Paro, go over there, go this, to the Telmakot. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, what else do we want? Moshe goes up to Shammai, Moshe goes down, Moshe does everything. He opened up the ground. The ground swallowed Korach. Said, who is Moshe? Who is Moshe? The Navi was never a Navi like this, and he's, you know, he's the second in command with Kol Amelacha. The second in command, vice president. You can look at Moshe and something else. You can look at Moshe, that Moshe is like a slave. A slave means nothing, you know? It can be, you can imagine, Alfredo, you know, he cleans the office of the CFO of General Motors. It's nothing, you know? He goes on the street, people don't look at him. I said, what do you mean? I said, what do you? You clean there, you go clean. You're the shamash over there. Listen. You do something that I don't like, I can scream at you. I can scream at you. I said, who? I said, who you know who I am? You are nobody. Who is Alfredo? What? You Gonzalez. Who are you? Henry. Who are you? Nothing. So Moshe Rabbeinu has two sides. One side is system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other side, Hashem tells Aaron and Miriam when they spoke about Moshe, is, how you want the faith to speak about my slave Moshe? My slave Moshe? No, I'm not afraid of speaking about my slave Moshe. Slave? My slave? Moshe died. Hashem tells Yeshua, Moshe Avdi Met. He says, this is what you say about Moshe? Yeah, slave. Comes to Torah and says, I want to explain to you something. We came out of Egypt. A month later, we finished so-called the dough that we took out of Egypt. There was no food. And Am Yisrael came to Moshe and Aaron and starts to scream. Screaming, I mean, we're going to die. We're going to die. Moshe said, what do you want from me? What do you want from you? Moshe, you must be kidding. He said, you know what you did? You came to Egypt. You hit the Ten Makot, you and your brother Aaron. Then you took all the Egyptians, drowned them in the water. Then you gave us water in Marah. And then now we need food. And you say, Moshe said, you know what? I'm nobody. Moshe, you must be kidding. He said, you don't understand. Let me explain to you who Moshe is. Moshe is nobody. What is nothing? What is, who are you? I'm the slave of God. I'm not the vice president. I'm not the assistant of God. I am nobody. I am Alfredo. You know, if you want to translate it to your own life, this is if Shalom, but just for us to understand. You know, somebody goes and buys a broom, and he goes to sweep the house. And can you imagine the broom will tell him, listen, you missed something, some dust on the corner over there. Or the broom, I don't know, or it gets stuck in something, and you're going to start sweeping at the broom. So stick it at the broom. What do you want from the broom? What do you want from the broom? See, last week, Parashah, Hashem told Moshe, I want you to go down to Egypt to redeem Am Israel. Moshe said, I'm not qualified. Excuse me, Moshe, what do you mean not qualified? Well, I thought I'm the messenger of God. I can be the messenger of God. I can be the assistant of God. 7 days he argued with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Came down to Egypt and he spoke to Paro. Things got harder. Moshe goes to Hashem and says, Hashem, I told you I'm not qualified. I told you I'm not qualified. Hashem tells him, Moshe, I want to tell you something. You know, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell you, you don't understand your job. You're not a vice president. You're not a messenger. You're a slave. You're a broom. You're nobody. This is the goal. You know what? I'll tell you soon something, but before I tell you, I want to tell you something. Go tell Am Yisrael quickly. That I am going to take them out. I am going to save them. I am going to redeem them. I am going to take them to my nation. I am going to take them to Israel. Until now, it was not clear to Moshe Rabbeinu. He thought, he is going to take us out of Egypt. He is going to redeem us. He is going to take us to Israel. He is going to do, Hashem says, Lachen, you don't understand. Emol v'Yisrael, Ani Hashem. You have to remember, says the Gemara, that Hashem is going to redeem you. Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Israel. Listen, the Haggadah, you have no Moshe inside. You should not think for a second on Leila Seder, on Pesach, that Mashiach comes and you're going to be redeemed by the Mashiach. Mashiach is a broom. Mashiach is nobody. That's what Hashem tells us. That's what Rambam really means in his commentary. Anybody can be like Moshe. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? I won't tell you what it means. Says the Gemara, somebody standing and somebody embarrasses him. Somebody embarrassed him, he doesn't even say anything. Kabim be'ava. Smirim. I says, good that you screamed at me. Good. Good. Good that you screamed at me. What's wrong with you? What do you mean good that screamed at you? Somebody screamed at you, embarrassed you. See, it's exactly what Hashem told Moshe. You don't understand. I want them to know that you are a broom. Let them scream at you. Let them stone you. Let them do it for you. You're not going to respond. If you're going to respond, it means you're not a broom. And therefore, when Moshe, he drank and screamed at Am Yisrael and told them, Shimon Amorim, I said, you cannot go to Israel anymore. You can't go anymore. He says, your job on this world, Hashem wants you to know that you're nobody, and he does the whole job for you. You're not doing it. Don't think you're helping him. It's like somebody is holding the locomotive, and he's helping the locomotive to push the train. So Hashem needs no help, not from you, not from Moshe. Therefore, Hashem will say next week, Parasha, Hashem will say, I'm going to do Makat B'chol by myself. Nobody. So don't think for a second that Moshe didn't. Moshe was just a slave of Hashem. And Hashem will prove it to him. And Hashem will show everybody, Yaminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. And says Hashem is going to do, Moshe is going to do Kirat Yam Suf. You say, slave. You send your slave to buy some food. You went to slave to shut the electricity in the building. They said, who shut the electricity? The slave. He pulled it down. The owner told him, go pull over there the thing, shut electricity in the building. So the slave did it. The worker did it. The owner did it. It's not the slave. If there's any problem, the court will come and says to the owner, you shut the electricity to the building. You shut the main valve of the water. Or he says, no, Henry did it. Alfredo. No, Alfredo. Alfredo works for you. Alfredo is a slave. That's exactly what the Torah wants us to know. This is the reason why Hashem wrote this parasha. And that's this parasha. Hashem did not say, I will do it, and I am Hashem. Moshe asked Hashem, what shall I tell them? Hashem said, tell them this, that. And this week's parasha, Hashem said, Lachen, I swear. What do you mean, I have to swear that I am the one that's going to do the job completely. You're not going to do anything. Nothing. Well, I tell you, do this. It's not because you're going to do it. It's nothing. Like you put a switch. So the switch put the light on? No. There's a system, there's wires, there's a bolt. That's the way of a life. But it's not Moshe. Moshe did nothing. Moshe is just a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen, when Moshe said, listen, Paro, not listen to me. Am Yisrael, don't listen to me. Jim said, you don't understand the whole concept. I'm sorry to tell you. They should not listen to you. They have to listen to me, not to you. You? They're going to stone you. Nothing will happen to you, but it's just to prove to you and to them that you are not the Redeemer. You are not. You are Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. You are Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to teach us the Torah. You're going to deliver the tablets, the Luchot. Perfect. But if somebody is going to ask you, who took you out of Egypt? The Torah tells you, Vayishlach Malach v'yitzeinu Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us, before we got to Israel, we got to Edom. And they sent messengers to Edom and said, Avog v'lecha, we like to make a shortcut to your land. He said, let me tell you something. We were in Egypt, and we suffered so much, and Hashem sent us an angel. You know what an angel means? Why? That's what angel is all about. Angel is nobody. Angel is nothing. That's exactly what an angel is. What angel? Nothing. A toy. You person say, I want to see an angel. I want to see. An angel is nothing. Angel is a shamash with no benefits, with no power, with nothing. Like a toy. That's what Israel told Edom. Hashem sent us an angel. What do you mean an angel? An angel means nobody. Hashem took us out of Egypt. And that's the whole message of the parasha. And you read, Moshe is going to take the stick. I want to take the stick. It's nothing. That's why like Hashem says, you don't have Moshe and Aaron. Hashem wants us to get in our head. Let's call Emunah and Bitachon. He does. It's not my lawyer. It's not my doctor. Melech, Rofe, Neiman, Rachamanata. Rofe, Chole, Amo Yisrael. Hashem does it. Hashem gave permission to the doctor to give you medicine. True. But he said, my doctor, your doctor is Hashem. My lawyer, your lawyer is Hashem. This guy is not the one who will save you. He will act so-called as a slave of God. Not a messenger even of God. No, Moshe was not a messenger. Eved Hashem. Hashem, when he talks to me, I'm an Aaron. When Hashem talks to Yeshua, it says, Moshe Avdi Met. Moshe, my slave. That's what Rambam means in his commentary. That's what Rambam Vilna said. That the Rambam, every word, every letter in the Rambam, is so accurate, like that no one else can write the same thing with the Rambam. That's the Gemara says, those people that they don't say anything, they don't answer. Hashem loves you like Hashem loved the sun. The sun, what means the sun? The sun is a toy. This is a toy. Hashem wants us to reach that thing, that emuna. Who are you? I'm nobody. I'm a broom. Scream at me, embarrass me, push me, do it to me. I'm nobody. That's what Moshe Aaron said to Am Israel. Don't expect me to give you man. If Hashem will tell me to give you man, I act like Alfredo. I give you man. But you can't come and ask me, where is the man? I have no man for you. I said, Moshe did this. I never did anything. You don't understand. I never did anything. I only did as a slave that does the command of his master. That's the miscommunication between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Moshe came to Hashem and said, listen, Hashem, things got worse. Why did you send me? Hashem said, listen, Moshe, don't understand. Here you're going to see what I will do to Paro. Hashem said it. I will do to Paro. But you will not see the 31 kings, because the 31 kings, Hashem did not do it. Yeshua did it. It means we had to fight. We had to have an army. Here we didn't do nothing. Hashem ilachem lachem, batem tacharishon. Right before Yam Suf, Am Yisrael came to Moshe and said, whoa, look, the Egyptians are behind us. Let's go fight them. Moshe said, you know what Hashem told me? Hashem ilachem lachem. Hashem fights for you. Batem tacharishon. You be quiet. That happened only in Egypt. That's the Gula, that's redemption. In Eretz Israel, Yeshua got to Eretz Israel, he had to have a fight. Therefore, Moshe, that's what it says in the Torah, the Bnei Gad, the Bnei Reuven came to Moshe, and Moshe said, Achichem Yitzul HaMilchama, Vatim Teshvu Po, it's going to be a war over there. Eretz Israel, Niknet Bi Yisurin. When you get to Eretz Israel, it's not going to be a magic. You're going to have to fight. So the Gemara, Eretz Israel, is one of the three things that you acquire with hardship. Until all the Arabs will be in the water, we still have to fight them. That's what the Gemara says. And this Hashem tells Moshe. It's not a punishment that Moshe will not see. Hashem only tells Moshe, you know, in Eretz Israel, it's not going to be me. That's what he said to him. He didn't tell him, you're not going to go to Eretz Israel. He told him, here, I do the job myself. You are my slave, my nobody. In Eretz Israel, we get to Eretz Israel, it's going to be a fight over there. You're not going to see me there. What? You're not going to see the 31? What do you mean not going to see? You're not going to see me do the 31. Maybe you'll enter. Maybe you'll enter. Maybe you won't enter. But it doesn't say over here he's not going to enter. Hashem only tells him you're not going to see me fighting 31 kings. Here I'm going to fight power. I'm not going to fight 31. You. Yeshua. Somebody's going to. And that's what the Navi will tell you. Sefer Yeshua will tell you that Yeshua did fight 31. Hashem did not fight them. The opposite. Yeshua had a hard time to fight them. Very hard time. And here comes the Gemara and said, let me explain to you something. That's what exactly now Moshe understood something. Now was the punchline. Moshe tells Hashem, I want an answer from you. You know what it means? Says the Gemara, Moshe tells Hashem, those are the words. Answer me. Are you going to redeem them or me? That's what the question. He didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need an answer. Are you going to do it? No. I need an answer if you or me. And Hashem said, I will do it. When Miriam had Tzaraat, she was sick. Moshe screamed to Hashem, Kel Narefon Allah. Says the Gemara, what do you scream? You scream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am I going to redeem her? It means, You know, said the Gemara, "Mi ish lo chole betoch b'to lech tzel chacham." You go to Baba Zali. You don't feel well. Doesn't matter what you have. 1, 2, 3. You come outside. You have no sickness. And it says Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Is my obligation to redeem my sister? I did redeem things. I did a lot of things." Hashem said, "No, I'm going to redeem her." And Moshe is about to die. Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Am I going to nominate the new leader after me or you?" That's the question. It's not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Tell me, are you going to do it?" Moshe would never dare speak to Hashem like this. Moshe asked Hashem, "Is my job as a representative of you, as the servant of you, as a slave of you, to go and tell somebody, 'Listen, you are the next leader,' or you want to do the Hashem, the job?" Hashem said, "I do the job." Before Moshe died, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to ask you something." I said, "What do you want to ask?" "You swore that I will not go to Eretz Israel. It's like a neder." Says the Gemara, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Are you going to undo it? Answer me. And if not, I'm going to Bedin. I'm going to have Bedin. And I'm going to ask him to undo my neder." And Hashem said, "Not me, not them. Rav lach." That's the Gemara. But not Moshe HaShalom spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with chutzpah. "Answer me." No. The question is, "Answer me if you want me to do or you want to do." And Hashem said, "Those 4 things I will do." That's a message, just a message for us. That's what the Gemara says, it's a message. That it's Moshe Rabbeinu is nobody. Moshe Rabbeinu is nothing. He's really nothing. He's really nothing. A person in his lifetime has to know. That's emunah. As Moshe Rabbeinu says before he died to Am Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha Shemach Kim Nirat Hashem Elokecha. It says Hashem wants you only to have fear of him. If you have fear of him, you're not going to do anything. He says, "How can I do?" Rabbi Nachman Breslov said, "I'm embarrassed even to scratch myself. God is looking at me." So, what face you have if you have a meeting with the President of the United States and you go scratch your head while you're talking to him? He says, "Listen, I get scared. I'm standing in front of a king. I'm going to scratch my head now. I'm going to scratch my head. I'm scared." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "You got it?" That's the way you have to feel all the time. Then you're not going to do anything. You're not going to answer anybody. And somebody screams at you. And somebody embarrasses you. You're not going to answer him. He says, "I'm scared to death." "What do you mean scared to death?" He says, "Listen, you're sitting in front of Hashem." He said, "Hashem is in front of me all the time." He said, "I'm scared to death." He says, "I'm nobody." I said, "I'm a worm compared to Hashem." Comes the Gemara and says, "Worm is nice, but Moshe Rabbeinu is and Aharon are much, much higher." They said, "V'anachnu ma?" Person has to feel that he's nobody. So Hamim said, "This is the key. This is the key for redemption. That if we don't feel that we nobody, then Chachamim said we might have to go through the system again, through the Talmakot, the hardship, wars." At the end, we might even go to the desert, said the Mishnah, said the Gemara. When Mashiach will come, and we're going to have to be outside of Eretz Israel in order to reach that level that you nobody, you can do nothing. So if you have it before, you can skip all those stages. So therefore, Hashem wrote it in the Torah. The Zohar, it's not a story. This is just instruction and a guide for us to reach. That's what Rambam hints in his commentary. Every person should try to be like Moshe, Mashiach will come over Melami.
Amen.